Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness. That could be me. Contact Bryden's Lawyers. Up for grabs today, Vossie. I said, look, yep, I'll just keep the powder dry early on, but Signet Boost Power Bank, valued at $45.
They're on board. Power Bank.
Keep your phone, tablet, and earbuds powered 24/7. All you have to do is follow us on Insta.
In the Voss household, we have two on rotation at all times, the big one and the small one of the Signet Boost Power Banks. Big one. And you've got to always keep them charged up 100%, but then they last you ages. Like, you can pretty much charge up four devices off the one power bank. So you've got to have them, mate. I don't know how you get by without them. I don't know how I ever got by them. Our Instagram account.
Follow our Instagram account. That's right.
Yes.
At
Vossie
Brand. At Vossie Brand.
S-E-N. Now, we've got a little... well, just read this text before we get to our next bit. Pretty good text come in. Brandy, you respond to this. Can someone ask Graham Annesley why the bunker can't rule on offside 10 metres because there aren't any lines to judge offside, yet you can rule on kick chases offside by step where there are no lines on the ground? Hashtag same, same, but different. Pretty good text.
That's a very good text. That is a very good text. And are we like in a vacuum? Do like the EPL that have the virtual line across their ground to determine offside when they go to the VAR? Well, why can't we have a virtual line that says both feet are in front? There's 1 foot in front, 1 foot behind, and offside. God, can you imagine the dramas if they had a virtual line across and it was picking players offside?
Brandy, I haven't worked at Channel 9 for a dozen years, I think it would be, a dozen years. But I remember Channel 9. We were in meetings at Channel 9, like 2009, 2010, about the virtual line. Mm. And it had looked into some technology that came from the military, I think. That were its origins.
There's a sport doing it.
Oh, true.
Why can't we do it? How can you tell... If the ball is kicked on the left side of the field, a player on the far right side of the field, how can you tell whether both feet are behind the kicker?
Mm. Okay, Greenkeeping Rooster. Haven't heard from Greenkeeping Rooster for a while. Has Greenkeeping Rooster been on holidays? Has he been on a sabbatical, I think they call it? Because he's just come up with an idea for the bunker. Brandy, you react to this one. What if the official wears electrobe pads on their neck? And if they're about to make a bad call, Graham Annesley can press a button and electric shock them into making the right call. They get a little in the neck.
Well, that would mean Graham would, if he's ensconced in the bunk, he could do that. Good one, Rooster.
Sith Lord Graham Annesley. All right, let's go to this stinger.
It's an NRL news update, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Pick one NRL winner each week for the chance to win $2,500. Head to sensurvivor.com.au.
It is Teamless Tuesday, Vossie, and we'll chat about some of the ins and outs and some of the hypotheticals. Some of the, you know, there's some players suspended, there's players injured in important positions right across the board. So we'll have a look at those throughout the show. But Brad Arter was special guest on the NRL 360 show last night.
Whatever the H with you? Why is it Brad Arter? That cracks you up every time. Brandy doesn't do dress-ups, but he occasionally slips into Max Verstappen or Brad Arter. That's his favourite. Folks, that is Brandy the Weirdo revealed for everyone to see. He's lost it. He's lost it. There's nothing funny about Brad Arter.
It was funny. Brad Arter. Yeah. This is what he had to say on the Zach Lomax signing.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure. I've left that with Mark and our recruitment guys to sort out. But at the moment, you know, we're worried about the team that we're putting out this week. We've got a tough game, and we need to back up some week-to-week performances. Yeah, well, look, it's imminent, and the club's hopeful of announcing something in the next couple of days. But, look, Zach's athletic. He's fast. He's a bit different to what we've got in the outside backs. You know, he's a kick target. He competes hard. He's nice and aggressive. And, you know, whether he, you know, what side of the field, we don't know, and we'll worry about that next year. But playing in the centre, I feel like, you know, he can be nice and strong out of the backfield for us. But I think that he's got a good ability to set people up on the outside of him, as well as, you know, the try-scoring ability he has himself.
And he can catch the ball. He can catch the ball. And he's a big fan of Brad Arthur's wife's cooking. apparently.
No, well, that's right. That's the clincher. Just on, it was also spoken about potential a player swap. If you're Shane Flanagan, you're not swapping.
Like, him.
You're not swapping.
No, not this year. Shane's already said that. Flano's said he can go next year, but not this year. So I don't think there'll be a player swap. Unless there is a player. Is there a player in the Eels lineup that you want now?
Okay, throw it out to Dragons fans. They can get on the text. 0457 736 736. If you had a crack at an Eels player in a swap, if you're prepared for that to happen, who would you like that to be? Have your say on that one. By the way, Doug has called in on the Great Southern Bank Open line, 1300 01 1170. Doug, always flying the flag for Family of League, of course, Brandy.
G'day, Doug.
Yeah, g'day, gentlemen. It was great to see you there, Brandy, supporting a great person and his family and the rugby league community in general. Yesterday, for Bobby Lanigan, the former Blue Bag and NRL ground manager, who did such great work for the rugby league community and world.
Yeah, fantastic. No, he was a good man, Bobby. He was. And you're right about it. He's, you know, after Eric Cox, he's the most famous groundsman, ground manager in the NRL. And listening yesterday to some of the NRL people that, you know, the influence he's had on a whole range of people right across his life and his career was good to hear.
Yeah, and your contact was back in with the Warriors, I suppose, when he was your trainer, Brandy.
Yep. There was me and Phil Blake came with us. Both, you know, our wives, we all went up there yesterday, and Blakey and I and Bobby Lanigan were the three Australians at the Warriors during that period. So it was I used to go around to Bob's for a baked dinner. Tanya and I and Bob Glenda would whip us up a baked dinner.
Making me hungry.
And the gravy. Something just comes to you. When we're in the church yesterday, Tanya goes, "Do you remember Bob's gravy?" On the, you know, and I said, "Yeah, that was it.
Wow.
That was a good reminder." Yeah, good.
Nice.
Good pick. Anyway, Dougie, great to hear from you. It was a sad day, but a special day to, you know, celebrate Bob's life.
Good man, Doug. Doug, they're on the Great Southern Bank Open line, 18 minutes to 7. We're going to have a complete sports update in just a moment because there's been huge news in cricket overnight. Travis Head at the IPL, wow. I mean, boy, is his next contract. Like, he's already on plenty, but his next contract could
what
double
is he
or
on?
Triple.
What is Travis Head on?
I think he's on about 1.3. He's not in the twos or the 3 millions.
Mm-hmm.
But we can talk about that after the break. Of course, we're here powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and land pride attachments.